Starting today, Disney is test marketing a new type of disposable DVD. It sells for little more than a rental, but never has to go back to the store because it self-destructs after 2 days. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
They're called EZDs, disposable discs that come vacuum-sealed in plastic. They look and play just like regular DVDs, but once the disc is exposed to air, consumers have just 48 hours to watch the movie before the disc turns black and stops playing. Disney's Buena Vista Home Entertainment Division is rolling out 8 titles in the disposable format to test the idea. Signs, one of last summer's box office hits, is a moody sci-fi thriller about a family threatened by an alien invasion.
What's the matter?
There's a monster outside my room. Can I have a glass of water?
Other EZD titles include Frida, The Hot Chick, and Rabbit Proof Fence. Disney plans to sell the limited play discs for about $7 in gas stations, 7-Elevens, and other impulse buy outlets. Alan Blaustein is the CEO of FlexPlay Technologies, which manufactures the discs.
It's a question of convenience for the consumer and providing consumer alternatives. There's a large audience of folks that I consider lapsed renters who used to rent, thought that the return process and the late fee process were just inconvenient, and no longer rent.
According to market analysts, consumers spent $8 billion last year renting movies. EZDs are taking aim at Blockbuster and other home movie outlets that rely on late fees for as much as 10% of their revenue. But throwaway DVDs have been tried before, 5 years ago, and failed. Blockbuster's Karen Raskoff doesn't think they're much more of a threat now.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, right now, I can go to Blockbuster, I can rent the movie for around $4, or I can buy it and get the director's cut when it first hits the market. Or I could go to Blockbuster and buy it used and keep it forever for just a few dollars more than a disposable DVD will cost.
Blockbuster has come up with its own alternative to what it euphemistically calls extended viewing fees. It's testing a monthly subscriber service called a Freedom Pass. For about $24 a month, the pass allows customers to watch as many movies as they want without any due dates or late charges. At this Blockbuster outlet east of San Francisco, hundreds of movie rentals pass through the Dropbox each day. Doug Stein and his wife see about a dozen movies per month with a Freedom Pass. Stein says late fees are certainly aggravating, but he doesn't think disposable DVDs are a good solution.
Just the environmental impact. I would hate to see every time I rented a movie to then have to think about that thing going into the trash and all the packaging and so forth.
Environmental groups have barraged Disney CEO Michael Eisner with angry letters and telephone calls urging him to drop the EZDs. FlexPlay is quick to point out that its discs can be recycled through the mail, but it's not clear whether people who don't want to make a return trip to the video store would make a separate trip to the post office to recycle. Disney plans to offer EZDs for the next 6 months in 4 markets in the South and Midwest. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.